The biggest ever earthquake on Alaska's North Slope was recorded just before 7 a.m. Sunday morning, about 50 miles southwest of Kaktovik. So far, there are no reports of any significant impacts to communities or infrastructure. Elizabeth Harbaugh of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
State seismologist Michael West at the Alaska Earthquake Center says Sunday's 6.4 quake is one for the record books.
This is the biggest earthquake within a few hundred miles, at least, of that area that we have records for.
In the hours after the main quake, there were a series of substantial aftershocks in the region, including a magnitude 6 at 1:15 p.m. That's the second largest earthquake ever recorded north of the Brooks Range. West says earthquakes are common in the region, but what was surprising about this event was its size.
This earthquake will definitely cause people to reevaluate the seismic potential of the Eastern Brooks Range and ANWR areas.
A North Slope Borough spokesperson said Sunday they were not yet aware of any injuries or damage, but the event was felt across the Arctic. Amanda Kolek lives in Kaktovik, the community nearest the earthquake.
I was actually sleeping and got woken up because my bed started swaying and I can hear the pilings on my house swaying, shaking as well.
Kolek says she got up and checked on her three daughters, who all slept through the shaking. But it wasn't long before people across the North Slope were taking to social media to talk about it.
Everybody was posting on Facebook, and there's people, family members in different places that were checking to make sure we were okay, and we told them we were all okay.
The quake was also felt in the state's biggest oil fields. The Alaska Earthquake Center reports the epicenter was 85 miles southeast of Prudhoe Bay. But North Slope oil operators aren't reporting any problems. Kate Dugan, a spokesperson for Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, says the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is operating normally. Dugan says Alyeska also has sent up helicopters to survey for any impacts along the northern part of the pipeline.
At the same time, we're dispatching crews out to our facilities, to the pipeline itself, to work pads, to check for any settlement or movement.
Reached on Sunday, spokespeople for ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and BP were also reporting no damages as a result of the quake. For Alaska's Energy Desk, with help from Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.